We support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with the planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
They don't just sell products, they provide solutions. River City Flooring has the largest selection of flooring of all types. Luxury vinyl, waterproof, carpet, tile, laminate, and more. Don't just stop at the floor, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams with River City Flooring. There's no better time to buy than now with easy pick payment plans. 12, 14, or 36 months with no interest. River City Flooring, now carrying Garber Blinds. Highway 62 East, where quality matters and their number one priority is you.
Back at H.B. Stewart Arena here in Greenwood, both teams getting some last-second instructions. Now Greenwood does come out on the floor. Mantone still on their sideline as we get ready to start the second half. It will be Greenwood's ball as they'll be moving left to right for these last two quarters. They lead Mantone 36-12. In the story of the game so far, 19-2 in the turnover margin right now.
Yeah, 19 turnovers. I mean, that's seven more than the points we have, right?
Yes,
I mean,
is.
And that's a tough statistic. You know, Greenwood's got that pressure that's coming on out with those long, tall guards, and Mountain Home's having a tough time right now trying to combat and deal with it.
Here is Summit with it. She'll give it to Cartwright, who will set the offense. Ball goes back to Summit up top. Over to Cartwright on the right side. She's dribbling to the corner, pulling up for the jumper. Good. 20 points on the night for Maddie Cartwright. 38-12, Lady Bulldogs up. We're 22 seconds into the second half. Here is Mullen with it. She's going to go to the low block, going in for a layup, partially blocked. Ball is knocked around. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Greenwood. Mountain will inbound it with 7:29 left in the third quarter.
You know, good to see Cam coming out of the half here, attacking like she was in the first half. That was one positive we had there on the offensive side, is that Cam was able to dribble through that and attack and get some shots up for the Lady Bombers.
Here's Husky with it. She throws it to Rucker in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Amelia Rucker with 9 points, all from behind the arc. 38-15, Lady Bulldogs up. Here is Trusty with it at the right elbow. She pulls up for the jumper. Will not go. And the rebound comes to Norcross. Mullen will bring it into the front court. Throws it over to Waymire in the right corner. She dribbles a little closer to the basket. Now kicks it back out to Husky on the right side. Now, her pass to Mullen is knocked away, but Trusty is going to be called as a late foul call.
Yeah, maybe that was a makeup maybe for the first one where they actually had the ball and started to take it off with it.
And Trusty picks up her second personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bulldogs here in the second half. Waymire with the ball. She's going to pull up for the three on the right corner. No good. Offensive rebound for Norcross. She puts it back up and in.
Yeah, good job, Annie, there getting the offensive rebound. Keeping that ball high, not coming down with it. If she'd have come down, I'm pretty sure Summit would have stole it from her and kept that ball high where it didn't get blocked and was able to make a layup.
Here is Gray with it on the left side. 38-17, Greenwood up. Summit has up top, throws over to Gray on the left side. Gray dribbles up to the top, gives it there to Trusty. Trusty dribbles down towards the low block. Her layup's blocked by Norcross. Trusty is able to get it back. She puts the jumper back up, will not go. Rebound's knocked around, and Cartwright had it for a moment but lost it. And it goes out of bounds, and Mountain will get it back with 6:18 left to play in the third.
Yeah, good job by Annie there. Good defense, staying tall, and getting that block shot. Great to see your senior doing that for you, the Lady Bombers.
Mullen throws it into the front court to Waymire. Ball goes to Norcross in the left corner. Her three-pointer's up and in. Annie Norcross with 5 points, all in the third quarter. 38-20. Mountain on a little bit of a run themselves.
Yeah, starts with defense, right? We've gotten some stops down here and getting some open shots and, you know, no turnovers. That's been key there.
Cartwright takes a screen, pulls up for the three-pointer, but she just comes right back and answers. She now has 23 on the night. It's hard to defend against that.
Yeah, well, they said a little high pick, and we just kind of went under it. But here you go, Cam, right back on the other end.
As Mountain breaks the press, and, boy, I don't think Clay Reeves is liking what he's seeing on the sideline. He's going to call a timeout. We'll break with 5:43 left to play in the third quarter. It is Greenwood leading Mountain Home 41-22. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance is proud to support our Mountain Home Bombers. The team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance understands and appreciates that professional, dedicated work both on and off the field is a win for both the team and the community. Our Mountain Home Bombers don't shy away from a challenge. They take pride in themselves, their team, and their community. Together, everyone achieves more, and the team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance can't wait to cheer the Bombers on through their next great season. Go Bombers!
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Well, you got to like the start Mountain Home's had in this quarter, outscoring Greenwood 10-5 so far. A little over 5.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter as Greenwood is up 41-22. Ball is over with Summit on the left wing. She'll throw it up top to Russin. Over on the left side to Trusty. She drills down towards the corner, kicks it out to Summit. She's going to take the screen, pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is going to be chased down by Russin. And Greenwood will set back up. Here is Trusty with it on the left side. She drills the low block, pulls up for the jumper. Good. And a Trusty with 6 points on the night. 43-22, Lady Bulldogs up. 5:06 left to play in the third quarter.
Yeah, Trusty's used her height right there on our smaller guard. Just took it over them and shot right over the top of her.
Ball knocked away, but Husky's there to get it. Kicks over to Rucker in the left wing, down in the corner to Norcross. She throws it cross court to Husky. Her jumper on the right side will not go, and Russin gets the rebound for the Lady Bulldogs. Back quickly comes Greenwood. Ball goes over to Summit on the right side. She'll dribble to the elbow. Now going down to a low block for the layup. Will not go. And Husky gets the rebound. Back on the Lady Bombers. Husky quickly into the front court. Met by a double team. Dribbles out of it as she heads towards the corner. Now she's met by another double team. And a foul is going to be called or a timeout? No, it's going to be a timeout called by Mountain Home. We'll break with 4:28 left to play in the third quarter. It is Greenwood leading Mountain Home 43-22. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Well, it seems like so far, Brad, Mountain Home is handling Greenwood's defense a lot better in this quarter than they did in the first half.
Yeah, we made some adjustments to look like at halftime. We're trying to keep that ball in the middle of the floor more. You know, they're trying to push us over to the side. We're keeping and dribbling through that penetration, and we're able to get some kicks and get some open shots.
And Karen Mullen takes an inbound pass, goes into the lane for the layup, is fouled on the way up. She'll head to the free throw line for a pair with 4:24 left to play in the third quarter. That is on Adriana Russin, her first personal foul, team foul number two here in the second half against the Lady Bulldogs. First free throw for Cameron Mullen is up and in. She is now 3-of-3 from the free throw line with 7 points.
Yeah, you know, Cameron's doing a great job attacking, and she's kind of been this consistent, steady person that the Lady Bombers have needed during this tough game so far.
Cameron Mullen gets both free throws. She's now perfect 4-for-4 with 8. And it's 43-24, Greenwood up. Ball goes over to Summit on the right side, down the low block to Trusty. She puts up the shot off the glass and in. Hannah Trusty with 8 points on the night. 4:10 left to play in the third quarter. It's back to a 21-point advantage for Greenwood. Ball goes to Rucker on the left wing. Back up top to Mullen. Has the ball knocked away, but is able to get it back. Trying to dribble out of a double team. Throws it down to Rucker in the low block, down to Waymire in the right corner. She's met by a double team. Trying to get out of it. Ball is knocked out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Greenwood. Mountain will inbound it on the far sideline with 3:51 left to play in the third.
Yeah, you know, Lauren did a good job there. When you get trapped, you always want to think of that shoulder to the hip of the defender, and you want to rip through and go at that hip, and that's how you get through that double team.
Rucker tries to throw down to Husky in the right corner. Ball is knocked away by Russin. It goes out of bounds. Mounts home inbound on the far sideline once again. 3:46 left to play in the third quarter. Lady Bulldogs up 45-24. Rucker with it. Throws it over to Norcross on the left side. She drills to the corner. Pulls up for the jumper. will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Russin.
Yeah, good take there by Annie. Went hard to her left and pulled that little mid-range jump shot up.
3:34 left to play in the third. Gray quickly back the way, throws it to Summit in the right corner. Her three-pointer will not go. Mullen comes up with the rebound and has the ball knocked away. Waymire's able to, again, avoid the turnover. Throws it to Husky in the paint. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 3:22 left to play in the third. Megan Gray picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number three here in the second half against the Lady Bulldogs. So Parker Husky at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up. Bounces around and goes in.
You know, good job right there, you know, by good job by Cam. You know, she's attacking. That's what you love to see about Cam right now. She's in attack mode. And if you watch Cam dribble, I don't know if there's many that can hang with her when she gets a full head of steam dribbling the ball. But she's attacking, and that's what's allowing us to get some shots. A good pass ahead there and for Parker for her opportunity at the free throws here.
Husky's second free throw is up. Bounces around, does not go. And the rebound is controlled by Summit. And Mantel brought in a few subs during that, before that second free throw. Back quickly, Tressy goes the other way for the layup. Good. She's now double figures with 10. 3:10 left to play in the third quarter. It is Greenwood up 47-25. Mantel has the ball knocked away. They're able to avoid a turnover. Parker Husky gets it for the long three. Good.
Once again, you know, there's Cam. She kind of bobbled the ball a little bit, but she did a good job getting to the floor and ripping that ball out and finding the open shot.
4 points on the night for Husky. Mount Home cuts the margin back to 19, 47-28 our score. 2:47 left to play in the third. Cartwright with it. She will give it to Trussie up at the top, over on the right side to Summit. Now up top, it goes to Sexton, who just checked in a moment ago. She'll throw it over on the left side to Trussie. She puts up the three-pointer good.
And she's been hot tonight. She's making some shots for them as well.
Mullen tried to throw it to Wilbur. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say, well, I guess they're just going to say.
Yeah, Cam threw it. I think Cam thought Emma was going to flare out, and Emma kind of turned and went towards the block, and little miscommunication there. You know, that's one thing with Cam. As quick as she goes, sometimes she's got to see, and when people don't read it just right, sometimes that pass isn't where it needs to be, and that's what happened right there.
For a while, I wasn't sure if Greenwood got a hand on that pass.
Yeah, it looked like they might have, but I think looking at it, that's what ended up happening.
Here's Ella Williams with on the right wing. She'll give it there to Cartwright. 2:05 left to play in the third. She'll take the screen, pull up for the three-pointer near the top, and she gets it. 26 on the night for Maddie Cartwright. 1:56 left to play in the third. Ball goes to Moore in the right corner. She's going to try to answer with a three of her own. She gets it.
Yeah, that's one thing Lakin can do for you. You know, Lakin is a good shooter out there at the three-point, kind of give you some offense, and she did a good job there showing that.
53-31, the Lady Bulldogs up. 1:40 left to play in the third. Ball goes over to Williams on the right side, down to Cartwright on the low block. She puts up the layup good. 28 on the night for Cartwright. Back quickly comes the Mount Home. Whitten Coleman with the jumper on the left side. No, will not go. It may have been partially blocked.
I think it was blocked on her.
And Greenwood comes up with a rebound. Here is Cartwright going coast to coast. And instead, I thought she was going to shoot it, but instead she'll kick it out to Trussie. Her jumper on the right side, no good. Offensive rebound for Sexton. She couldn't get the follow. And this time the rebound's knocked around. Controlled by Trussie. She puts it back up and in.
Yeah, good job there blocking out by Kate. She just could not get a handle on the ball and had two Greenwood players there slapping at the ball and ended up grabbing it from her.
15 on the night for Anna Trustee. 57-31, Lady Bulldogs up. 55 seconds left to play in the third. Moore thought about three. Instead, she'll kick it up top to Mullen. Losing the handle of the ball, but Coleman's right there to get it in the left corner. She has the ball knocked away from her. She's able to get it back. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now, try to throw it to Mullen. Ball's knocked away, but Coleman's right there to get it back once again. Here is Mullen with it on the left side. Down to 35 seconds left to play in the third. Ball's knocked away once again, and this time ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Trustee. It will be Mount Tom's ball with 30.1 seconds left in the third.
That was kind of a crazy sequence of plays there, wasn't it?
I was waiting for Benny Hill music or something.
Yeah, no kidding.
Here is Coleman has her pass knocked away by Trustee. Goes out of bounds on the near sideline. Mount Tom will inbound once again. Ball goes into Jackson. Down to 24 seconds left in the third. Over to Mora on the left side. She'll dribble toward the top. Over to Mullen on the right side. She drills to the corner, pulls up for the jumper. Will not go. And Trussie's there for the rebound. Down to 10 seconds. Trussie throws it to Cartwright in the left corner. She's going in for the layup. Good.
Yeah, I don't know how many wide open layups that Cartwright has had, but she's had a lot.
Well, she's got 30 on the night now. And I don't think Mount Tom's even aware the clock was about to go out on them, and they don't get a shot off. So we've played 24 minutes. Our score at the end of three. Greenwood leading Mount Zone 59-31. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication